Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Sponsored by Walter E. Smith, Walter E. Smith Furniture and Design. I'm excited already. Next week is a big week for Beatlemaniacs, isn't it, Dean?
You're already giddy. You can hardly form a sentence.
That's exactly right.
The big Beatles documentary that's called The Beatles Get Back. It's going to be on Disney Plus. Three-part, six-hour series beginning on November the 25th. That would be Thanksgiving Day. We had the opportunity to talk with director Peter Jackson, who probably is best known for his Lord of the Rings movies, but he had access to all of these amazing tapes that have been in the Apple Music vaults for decades and decades, 50 years, really. And to put it together, this was just an amazing volume of tapes that had not been seen or heard, and to put them into the telling of the story of the Beatles' final concert and their final album together. Now, I'm going to be playing back my full interview with Peter Jackson on my Sunday morning show. It's going to be right after the 10 a.m. news on Sunday, but you'll get the first preview right now. Peter Jackson talking about the Beatles Get Back.
From where are we speaking to you today?
Wellington, New Zealand.
Do you have any concern that Paul, Ringo, Yoko might get involved in the process and say, no, don't put that in, that doesn't make me look good, let's leave this part out, we don't want to tell that story, something like that?
Sure. Well, you know, at the beginning, they just told me, go away and just make the film you want. I didn't get told what to do. The truth is, they hadn't actually seen this footage. I don't believe they had. They were living it in January 69, but that was a long time ago. They'd forgotten. They hadn't looked at this stuff. So I started to look at it, and immediately I'd seen it and they hadn't. And so they couldn't talk to me about it because they didn't know what was on it. They just said, look, go to New Zealand, take the time you need and cut the movie and just do what you want. You know, and they didn't give me any mandates. But of course, there's the moment when you've done a cut and you've got to show it to them. Now, you know, normally I get notes as you describe. I was expecting, but if I make a film and, you know, commercial movie, and it's a Warner Brothers film, and I show it to Warner Brothers, I get like seven pages of typed out notes. It's actually a normal part of the process, because if Warner's financed the film, they have a right to do that. This footage was the Beatles. This was paid for by the four Beatles. When the cameras were rolling in 1969, the film stock, Michael Lindsay Hogg's fee, everything, the cameraman, they were paying for that. They own it. So they are the studio. So I have to show it to them. I was expecting notes. Also expecting notes on a little more personal basis too. As you say, that. But it's just I don't want to be seen saying that. And they looked at it. And I was down in New Zealand. They were up there. It was under the pandemic. So I just had to send it and keep my fingers crossed and just wait. And I was fully expecting notes because they're the Beatles. They're notorious for having very careful control over their image. Nothing happens with the Beatles. It's not all four have. This is including Olivia and Sean have to agree. It's a very democratic kind of process, and it's very So sure. And then eventually, one by one, they came back to me. And I got generally comments like, it was incredibly stressful to watch. This is very, very raw. This is way more raw than we ever imagined it to be. It's the definitive record of this period of time. This portrays us exactly as I remember us being. Don't change a thing. Wow. I got no notes. The first time in my entire career, I've never had a single note.
How about that?
That's amazing.
All this filmmaking that he has done, and the studios, the producers, everybody tinkers with it, and but the Beatles, the surviving Beatles and people concerned, just said go for it. What you did is what it was, and there's a lot more that Peter Jackson talks about. As I said, we're going to share the full interview Sunday morning right after 10 o'clock on my Sunday morning show.
So Paul and Ringo okayed it, and then Yoko had to say yes, and also George Harrison's wife signed off on it.
Yeah.
And it's a lot of material because it's, what is it? It's a 3 2-hour broadcast?
Yeah, it is. Let me see here. It's, yeah.
Three nights?
Three nights, 2 hours apiece, November 26, 25, 26, 27 on Disney Plus, and then I'm sure it's going to be, you know, you'll be able to access it whenever you want after that. I know what Bob's going to be doing for the entire Thanksgiving weekend.
You know, it looks so good, too. I've seen the clips, and all of it has been digitally cleaned up and remastered,
yeah.
And it looks fantastic.
They sent me, they didn't send me the full thing. I had my fingers crossed that they were going to send me the whole thing so I could watch it, because that's normally what they do before we do the interviews, but they only sent me 40 minutes of the whole thing, and I was riveted watching this. It was mostly just watching the guys, recording and stopping and commenting, and seeing their real personalities while they were in the middle of the creative process. I watched it twice. Because I just felt like I missed so much.
There
was so much happening at the same time. My big takeaway from the whole thing was, man, they smoked a lot of cigarettes back then.
Well, and they also were drinking tea. But seeing the creative process, can't wait. The music's great.
Yeah.
I guess for the first time, we'll see the entire rooftop concert. You have 40 minutes of it, so I'll be at Dean's house over the weekend. We'll get to Dean's picks for the weekend, new movies, concerts, theater, and also some news about different strokes in the facts of life and a brand new Bozo special. Bob Sirott. WGN. Dean, what's this new Bozo special all about?
The old Bozo shows that we featured on WGN TV, the early days of the show, just simply were not retained. The shows were done live. The ones that were recorded, the magic of videotape was that you could reuse it, and that's what was done. So a lot of the early shows for Bozo just don't exist. Occasionally, some footage pops up and, that's broadcast quality that we can put, you can see. And we found some new footage from the 1970s. So we've put together another special that is called Bozo Circus, the 1970s. There is newly found footage that has not been broadcast in 47 years. So we're going to put all of that into a special that we're going to do on December the 12th, Sunday, December 12th, from 7 to 9 p.m. So we're looking forward to getting that, some new footage on the air. Of course, we've got our Bozo Gar and Ray WGN TV Classics annual broadcast Thanksgiving morning from 9 to 11. That'll be followed by Bozo Circus, the 1960s special that we put together few years ago. That's going to be on from 11 until 1 on Thanksgiving Day.
Let's get to the good news for fans of Different Strokes and the Facts of Life.
Yeah, they announced this yesterday. Norman Lear, who produced many of these great old shows, along with Jimmy Kimmel, have been doing restagings of some of the classic shows. They did Good Times, they did The Jeffersons, and now they are going to do The Facts of Life and Different Strokes. On Tuesday, December the 7th, this is going to be on ABC. It's going to be live. John Lithgow will play Mr. Drummond. Kevin Hart is going to be Arnold, the Gary Coleman role. Damon Wayans will be Willis, and Ann Dowd will be Mrs. Garrett. They have not announced the cast of The Facts of Life redo yet, but that'll be some good nostalgic stuff coming December 7th.
All right, let's get to your weekend entertainment picks.
All right, we've got some new movies, one that everyone already is going to see. They went last night and saw the new Ghostbusters movie, and I'm recommending it also. I gave it a Dean's List B+. It more than any of the other Ghostbusters sequels that have come out, this one I think is a little more attuned to the original feeling of the original movie from 1984. with its mix of humor and sci-fi and horror. It is, this time it's set in Oklahoma, small town Oklahoma, where a single mom, played by Carrie Coon, who is starring at the Steppenwolf right now, by the way, in Bug, moves with her two kids to a rundown farm that was once owned by her late estranged dad. All kinds of paranormal things begin to happen there. Paul Rudd is included in this cast. I really liked it. I felt a little creepy about the surprise ending of the movie that I'm not going to tell you anything about. I think they meant it to be a little sentimental. I felt it was a little creepy. Didn't spoil the movie for me at all, though it's only in theaters. This new movie about the father of Venus and Serena Williams, Richard, is out, starring Will Smith. It's called King Richard. Really well done, not only in telling the story of Venus and Serena and this real-life story, but like any good sports movie, it has to be about something else. And in this case, it's about not letting anything get in your way of achieving your goals. Another Dean's List B+. It's in theaters and also on HBO Max. Some theater in town this weekend just opened is Disney's Frozen. We have A Christmas Carol beginning its run at the Goodman through December the 31st. Cinderella, I'm going to go see at the Paramount in Aurora on Sunday night. We've got Trevor Noah at the United Center. And, yeah, we've got a lot more at WGNTV.com/Dean's List if you want to get more info on all that.
And Bob at Dean's house watching 40 minutes of the Beatles documentary.
Yeah, really. I'm going to be calling Marianne.
How do I get him out of here?
How do I get rid of him? What does he like to eat? I don't know what to do.
Have a good weekend.
See you later.